Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Abilene State Park, acquired in 1933 by deed from the city of Abilene, has been in the park system for 74 years.
And it was built by the Civilian Conservation Corps, and opening ceremonies were held on May 10th of 1934.
Oki Okerstrom, superintendent of this nearly 530-acre site, says that new funding provided by the Texas legislature will increase staffing at the park.
For the last 4 years, we have been very short-staffed, and so through the successful legislative session and the great work that our representatives have done for us, we are going to be able to bring some positions back and be able to get full staffed again.
Visitors over the past 4 years would be surprised to learn of the staffing shortage.
Yes, they would be, because we try to make that as transparent as possible. We still make sure that the restrooms are clean and that their sites are ready for them, and hopefully it's not obvious to them.
New funding also means new interpretive programs and events. One thing that stays the same, though, is the pool.
The action happens at the swimming pool. It's the focus of the park during the summer. We have a lot of family reunions that come to Abilene State Park because we do have a swimming pool. Some of our reunions have been coming for 50 years. It's like family coming home to visit.
Details about Abilene State Park at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.